97.3, fourth one.
The weekend, everybody was in fancy dress, right? Halloween, last Thursday, Friday, Saturday, fancy dress parties all round.
All the students out in force.
That's right. I had a fancy dress party at my house at the weekend, and it was a chav party, so you had to go as a chav. And I was fully tracksuited up, and I decided to write on my knuckles, you know, like a tattoo on your knuckles, and I used a permanent pen. Kind of get it off, and it's a rude word on my right hand. The left hand's fine, but the right hand is, well, it's a word that you wouldn't want to use on the radio, put it that way.
No.
So how do I get it off? I've scrubbed and scrubbed and scrubbed all day yesterday. I had a shower yesterday morning for about 15 minutes trying to scrub this thing off. And then I had another shower last night and another one this morning, and I've been scrubbing and scrubbing. You know, one of those kind of buffer things you get in the showers, you know, those little balls.
Yes,
the
exfoliator.
Yeah, I scrubbed and scrubbed, nothing is working. I tried, someone said to me, put perfume on it, or aftershave, and the alcohol, whatever, that lifts it and that'll help you. Hasn't made a blind bit of difference.
Oh,
I've got a meeting later today with someone who wants to hire me to do some work for them. And I've got this naughty word written on my
Oh, that's hilarious.
How do I get it
and
off?
And it's your right hand as well.
Yeah, so I mean, it's my writing hand. It's my shaking hand. You're the one we say. Nobody's going to want to shake that. Boogie, how about covering it up with either makeup or plasters? In the meeting, you can explain that the four plasters are from an innocent cooking injury. From GT and Kirkcaldy.
That is unlucky. That's all four fingers.
All four. I bund them all. One at a time. Should we take a call?
Yeah.
Fourth one. Good morning.
Oh, hi, Boogie.
Hi.
Try washing powder.
What do you mean, like a Persil, like, or Ariel?
Yeah, Persil or whatever. Yeah, yeah, the loose washing powder that you use. Because I was painting last week and it got off loads of paint off my hand, no problem.
Yeah,
so,
but isn't it, I mean, paint's a lot easier to get off your skin than permanent marker.
Permanent marker.
Yeah.
Try it. It could work. Warm water with washing powder.
Okay, well, I'll try that. Thanks for phoning.
Okay.
See ya. Bye-bye. Fourth one, hiya.
Have you tried nail varnish remover for your permanent marker or your knuckles?
Well, I didn't really want to put nail varnish remover straight onto my skin. I mean, it's pretty high-intensity stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, but the acetone in it will take it out. It does it for whiteboard. So does lemon, pure lemon, and pure Coca-Cola.
Pure Coca-Cola?
No, there you go.
Okay, I'll maybe try those together.
Yeah, maybe try those first before you go straight for the nail varnish.
Before I go straight for the acid. Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay, let's take a couple of calls. I've got permanent ink on my knuckles after giving myself a DIY tattoo. I didn't know it was a permanent pen when I used it. And one of the words on one of my hands is a naughty word.
Yeah.
It needs to come off, and it needs to come off before 11 this morning because I've got a meeting. Fourth one, hiya!
Boogie, have you tried meaty bubble bath? Use it neat, rub it into your knuckles.
Meaty bubble bath.
Can you still buy that?
Yeah, you can, and it takes everything off. When the kids used to get covered in felt pain or whatever, used to steep them in a bath, a meaty bubble bath, and use the meaty neat on their skin and rub it in with a cloth.
Right, so neat, meaty. Does it still come in the bottle that looks like a man wearing a hat?
Yeah,
Brilliant. Okay, I'll try and find myself some meaty. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Remember meaty? Well, line too high.
Hello?
Hello?
Have you ever tried, like, maybe white spirit? Or what I used to do is maybe a wee touch of petrol. Seriously?
That's just not safe. You don't want to be doing that.
Just before I cook my tea. On the open hob. Petrol's too expensive to put on your fingers.
Honestly, it does work. That's what I used to do when I was on the building sites.
Right, a wee bit of petrol.
Anything on my finger that I couldn't get off, like paint or anything.
Yeah, wee bit of petrol. I'll just go down to the Shell garage and just pour it straight on my hands.
Don't try that at home, folks.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye. Cheers, bye.
Okay, I'm not going to take that advice.
No.
Boogie in the morning. Back tomorrow morning from 6. 97.3.1.